My last fight was a world title fight over in New Jersey, just outside of New York. And I believe 6 million people watched it live on pay-per-view. We also had a three-part primetime show with the build-up to it as well, which had about a million viewers each episode live. So it's pretty massive. It's pretty massive. It's up there with boxing, without a doubt, if not slightly ahead now.
That in the States, though, I mean, what about on kind of in this country? I mean, you know, you talk about boxing. I mean, outside of probably David Haye, there's not too many big boxing stars in this country now. Is the UFC poised to kind of eclipse boxing in this country?
Definitely. It's definitely threatening boxing, without a doubt. I mean, boxing will always be there, but I think with the UFC now, it's a new sport, it's exciting, and the UFC have all the best fighters in the world, so they can make the matchups that people want to see, whereas obviously boxing with the different promotions, that sometimes hinders that. And you know, the UFC doesn't come over here very often. It's, you know, once or twice a year. So when they do have a show over here, it sells out very, very fast. I believe this one's already sold out, 16,000 people. It's massive over here. It's a lot bigger than people would think.
You said you got a world title shot last time out. You were the first British fighter ever to get a UFC title shot. Didn't quite go your way. What kind of holes in your game did you sort of discover during that fight with George St. Pierre?
Well, there were a lot of things going into the fight that I knew needed work. Obviously, my wrestling's not up to par because we don't have a very good wrestling base in the UK. Obviously, in the US and Canada, it's more a part of their school system. So I knew that was something that I would be, falling short on slightly. And my ground game as well, although it's at a decent level, I didn't have the offensive jiu-jitsu to really threaten too much from my back because my specialism is striking. And GSP, you know, one of the most dominant fighters in the world, he did exactly the right thing in the fight and, you know, took me to the floor as soon as possible and just worked for submissions. And it was a tough fight. It was quite one-sided in the fact that obviously I was defending for the most part. But at the same time, you know, it was a good learning curve for me. And I know, you know, for my next title shot, what I need to do to win.
You did come out of that fight with a lot of respect, I think, though, didn't you? Because people were like, oh, well, he never gave up. He went the whole way. He didn't tap out when you were in some pretty bad positions at times, I would think. How do you get back to that level? How do you get to that GSP again, who really is a guy who could hold on that belt for a long time if he so desires?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I think he's only probably two or three more fights away from really clearing out the division. I mean, he has been very dominant up to this point, but you know, at some point, someone's going to figure him out. As long as he's not retired before that point, and you know, I've been in there with him now, and I know what areas of my game need work in order for me to get back there and take the title. And I think, you know, I think it's going to take me probably three fights to get back up there, and in those three fights, I can work on my game and I can start using areas that needed work before the last fight, and I'm confident when I get back up there, I can do it.
Carlos Condit, then, this is your opponent for this one. He always seems to have entertaining fights. What kind of fight do you think it's going to be with him?
I think it's going to be a tough one. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if it went the distance, although obviously I'm hoping to get him out of there a little faster. He's a very tough, durable opponent. You know, he's persistent. He constantly moves forward. He relies heavily on his striking, although he does have a good guard as well if he does hit the floor. I think he's a very interesting opponent. You know, he's going to take a lot of figuring out, and I think he's going to take a lot of beating. He takes the shot very well, and he's game. And that's the most exciting thing for me. He's going to come to try and beat me.
I mean, there's going to be 15,000-20,000 people in the O2 Arena. I mean, I've been there before and seen UFC, in particular when Michael was fighting in there. And what type of ovation do you think you're going to get from the British fans?
It should be interesting, to be honest. I mean, the last time I fought at the O2 Arena was only my second fight in the UFC, and that was over very quickly. So it'll be interesting to have an opponent that's gonna really make me dig deep, and I think it's gonna be a great show for the fans. And I think, I mean, they'll appreciate the fight no matter what. But I'm expecting the atmosphere to be amazing, especially because it's the first time UFC have come back here in a while.